to understand they need to be where the veteran is. They need to have community outreach. They need to pursue a holistic approach for veterans' benefits, to get veterans the benefits and the health care that they need where they are when they need it, not to make the veteran go through hoops and challenges to try to get the health care they need. The second piece is we need to figure out as a nation how we can use our veterans in a positive way to continue service to their nation. Is it through teaching? Is it through law enforcement? Is it through being involved in the interior, right, associated with protecting our parks and things like that? Health care, I mean, we have some of the best doctors and medics in the service right now. Let's get them in the positions that they can continue to serve their country. There's a whole host of things that vets can do, and they want to continue to serve their country. A national agenda, a national push to do that, I think would go a long way to engage veterans to continue service to their country. It would solve a lot of problems for our country, I believe.
Yeah, and I'll be very upfront and say it. From the day VA Secretary, the current Secretary Dennis McDonough, was nominated through his confirmation, I am not a fan, seen the failure since 2021 to now. Has he done anything of consequence? And as I look further down the line, for that matter, to even say the new VA director in Arizona, they're shifting the tiles around. They're moving people who failed into other positions. And that comes from the secretary's office. Autonomy does not mean lack of accountability by VA directors. There are good VAs. There are bad VAs.
No, yes, there's no doubt there are some VAs, hospitals that are doing great. Unfortunately, there's a whole bunch that aren't doing great work. And I think you set that aside, there's also, I bring back to that statistic, right? 50% of the veterans are not engaged with the VA at all. So that's a significant worry that I think many of us have in the veteran community. I also feel that the bureaucracy that is the VA not allow for change. We have been talking about suicide and suicide prevention for the last 20 years. We have more veterans to suicide than we did the entire cumulative years of the war era. Yet, we don't seem to change what we're trying to do. Even though there are some great organizations out there that are doing wonderful. I would point your viewers to Boulder Crest Foundation, Avalon Foundation. They're doing incredible work around traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. The VA needs to figure out and move faster with a sense of urgency how they support those organizations, how they partner with them, and be open to a holistic approach that uses non-for-profits to really engage veterans at a local level. That needs to be done, and it needs to be done quickly. And, you know, I think if you step back, there should be no surprise by the Department of Defense that they're having a hard time hitting recruitment numbers. The fact of the matter is that veteran causes, veteran situations has a corollary to in the military. When you're a young man or woman and you're thinking about joining the military and you see the way veterans are being treated, and then you look at also the fact that 24% of active duty members have food insecurity issues, it should not be a surprise that we're not hitting the numbers that we need in an incredibly dangerous world to men or military.
It's a dose of reality that this country needs, and a lot of the things you've just laid out, Jim. I always appreciate the work that Mission Roll Call does on a daily basis, and we'll keep pushing that, the truth out there, the facts out there. It's harder to use veterans as political footballs if more people are informed about the issues.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate you covering this most vital issue.
Thank you. Jim Whaley, retired Lieutenant Colonel and CEO of Mission Roll Call, missionrollcall.org. Go to the website, a lot of great information, how you can help, not only in their efforts, but in veterans issues nationwide. That's just, we need to fix these things. No more political footballs. I'll leave it at that. Let's take a break. 866-